whenever I want to think about Jesus, to think about his qualities and to contemplate the wonderful person we call Jesus, I go back to the first chapter of John and those first verses. It's called the prologue of John. Listen, John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lights every man that comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spoke. He that comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness we have all received, grace upon grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him. Do you see what a wonderful person Jesus is? The Word of God, that is the power and the wisdom of God. God spoke and the universe leapt into existence. And the Word that he spoke was a part of him, the creative Word. And that is the name that has been assigned to Jesus, the Word of God. And this Word came and lived as our neighbor to not only show us the way, but to provide the way that we might be saved. Think about that today. Father, I thank you for your Word. He means everything to me. He is my only source of hope. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.